we got to Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and the Gemara had just told us, had raised the following question: how is it possible that the Mishnah, already in the beginning of the parak, told us that we should have Dal Kosos on Pesach night? The Gemara had asked, isn't that a problem of Zugos, of having pairs, and you can't have anything multiples of two? This din of Zugos, which I'll explain what that means in a second. So how could you have four cups of wine on Pesach night? So the Gemara answered, since they're four independent mitzvos, it's not viewed as four, it's viewed as one, and one, and one, and one, and that's not a problem of Zugos. So just to try to understand what Zugos are in the back here, brings two pshatim to understand a little bit of what Zugos are. The Kadmonim, which I'm not sure who he quotes from the Kadmonim here, he quotes the Shla. And the earlier understanding of how Zugos work was that we should be kovei in a person's heart that achdus v'Hashem, the oneness. Everything should be ads. Ads is always this one left out. Once you have evens, imagine there are two people working together. So we don't want to chas v'Shalom think that. So Zugos has something to do with the yichud of Hashem only. That's one pshat. Rabbeinu Bachai says the understanding of Zugos is I think from Parshas Bereishis exactly explains in Parshas Bereishis that Zugos things that are even are something davar ra, he says, because the Gehenim and the Machlokas was created on Yom HaSheni. Since Yom HaSheni, when was all the bad things were created, anything multiples of two somehow is correlated to that idea of two, and that's why Zugos are bad.
Even now with Parashat Noach, the Lo Torah Zugot and the Torah 7.
The payment to me two, if that's bad. Okay. Very good.
Chidush.
Who
are you
quoting?
Right.
Who says that?
Rabbeinu Bachai, Parshas
Bereishis.
In the,
We were wondering that about
it. Yeah. Sure. Okay, so those are two just basic understandings of it. And three. No, that was just an add. That was an add-on. That's a wonderful raya. And then they say, why, Bizman HaZeh, we are not Machmin Zugos. We'll see in a Gemara later on how it's dependent really on Hakpada, but also apparently Mazikin and Shedim are not common nowadays, so there are two reasons why. Either Mazikin aren't common, or maybe they are common, we're just not Machmin on them. Okay, that's just somewhat of a background.
Rambam doesn't hold them, right?
Rambam never quotes a Gemara related to Shedim. He does not quote Gemara related to Shedim. He doesn't quote Ein Hara stuff either.
Because you understand everything is like what it is. What that means in Tehillim, it says, you know, the nefesh came clean to the body. We have the action metamit, and it must go back clean. So it must be mezakech every day in regards to clean our action. How do you do that? This is dinim. If you don't do gzar din lemata, they will do gzar din lemala. And everybody is the Kadosh Baruch Hu judges messengers in order to deliver the Gzar Din. So whatever, in whichever way it comes into effect, if it's the guy that cursed you out, or was upset at you, or your wife, everybody is your slave to deliver the Gzar Din. So it's less in Gilui today, but it's still there.
So that's why there's no Shedim?
No, there's no shadim.
Okay.
Less in Gilui.
Okay. Because the Rambam holds there's no shadim. He doesn't.
According to this, the whole introduction here in the Hebrew, that according to the Rambam, this is part of Kishuv, and Kishuv, there is no place for Kishuv. He says here. La'at Rambam ha'emuna be'astrologia ha'ita ha'tzad rishon ve'hidarderut le'avodah zarah. But the Ramban says that there are real koyches.
Those of the Kabbalah, you know, grouping and Ramban of them held of Mazikim. There were these certain kochos that Akash Baruch Hu gave to these, whatever you call them, the Rambam was very against it. So Rambam leaves out a lot of Gemara that mentioned Shadim, and they all understand it. Also Yetzer Ein Hara, he leaves out.
It's just, back to my point, that again, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu messenger, but everything is a God. There's no such a thing, Ein Hara. There is, but it's not. Like people make a mistake again, Mishpat Mitehilim, Shemesh Umagen Hashem Elokim. The same way that the Shemesh is a Magen, in order for us not to be Batel in Tziut, the same way Yud Kei Vav Kei, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Magen. What is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Magen? Elokim. Elokim in Gimatria is a Teva. So we do not see Elohim, we see Ateva, which the Kadosh Baruch Hu created. And this is our protector, because we cannot stand Ohel Sof. We'll be battling Siyut. But we make a mistake. Teva, Mazal, and Mikre. It's everything Ashgacha Pratit.
But Teva is different than Shadim now.
No. Just to pass on my point. Even Shadim is the Kadosh Baruch Hu delivery, a messenger. Everything is Ashgacha Pratit. It's not that, it's out of his control. You know, it's whatever. Everything. Even the leaf that someone in Russia right now, it's Ashgacha Pratit.
I remember quoted someone who said, how could Rambam say there's no such thing as Shadim? They're all over the place. People met them. So whoever this rabbi was said, well, when Rambam said there's no such thing as Shadim, there was a gezeira. He said, right now, as of now, bing, they're gone. I'm wiping them out. That's it.
Didn't seem to stop Rambam to make a gezeira.
No, whatever he did, or maybe he, I don't know, whatever he did. Maybe he mixed up some potion and threw it around. I don't know. He said, that's it, no such thing.
Rambam says it is. Okay, so that's the Gemara says now, Kuf Yud, after that background, what Zugos are or aren't. So the Gemara says, top line, Lo Yasa Trach of Trey. So the Gemara says, one shouldn't have Tashmish two times. That was one of the problems with Zugos. You can't eat two times, you can't Yasa Trach of two times. So the Gemara asks, second line down, Am I? Why not? What's the problem with the Yasa Trach of two times? Nimlachu, explains the Rashbam. Two lines down the Rashbam, Nimlachu, the Tashmish Rishon, Gamra, Biyaso, Ubato, Tavaso. And then who's Nimlach and they decide to Tashmish again? That's not an issue with Zugos. Zugos when you do two things in pairs in one shot. It's Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no, this is what the Brice meant to say. Hachi Kamar. Lo yochal trei v'yishtet trei. Don't eat twice two things or drink something twice. And then, v'lo yaset trachov, afil pamachas. Dilma Chalish U Misra.
Trey is not three.
Trey is two. Plus is three. A big trick with switching the tuff and shin sometimes. Aramaic, you switch it around. So Tlasa switch the shin. Shlosh. Trey is two. So what the Bryce is saying is, don't eat something two times and then have Tashmish, because that's going to be very, it causes you to be weak and very dangerous for a person, but not talking about Tashmish two times. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Shosek Falaim Dama Barosha. You drink something of Zugos, you drink a pair of something, Dama Barosha, so it explains Rashbam, Avon Misaso Al Rosh Rosha Mutal Shuma Mis Asmo. The sin of your death is on your head. It's your responsibility for drinking a Zugos. Amar Rehuda Ein Masai, when is this true, that it's dangerous? Bizman Shela Ra Pneashuk. When a person, Rashbam explains, being coast to coast, you didn't interrupt, you didn't go outside and look out in the marketplace to take a break. Aval, Ra Pneashuk, Harjus Biyada. But let's say you take a drink, step outside, come back in, drink a second cup. That is not Bechlal, the Gezer of Zugos. And Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Le, Rashi saw Rav Hanania ben Barbibi, Dachel Kasa, he drank something. Havanafik v'chaz apishuk. He left his house, saw the shuk, and then he drank more. So that was permitted.
What's the purpose of the going out?
It interrupts it. It's only issue when it's a pair. But once you've made a hefsek of some sort, it's not viewed as a pair. It's viewed just like the arbakosos. Each one was b'fnei atzmo. It was separate throughout the night. So to you take a drink, you step outside, take another drink. Those are two ones as opposed to a couple. So then Gemara says further, Velo Amran Elulot Seis Laderach. This is only true, it's only dangerous. The Zugos are bad for you when you plan on going out on a trip. About the Beisola, but if you're in the house, you're not subject to it. So Zugos sound like from this Gemara now, Zugos just makes you very vulnerable. Zugos themselves are not dangerous, but they make you very vulnerable becoming into danger. That's why we said, Zugos only having Tashmish afterwards is a problem because you're weak. Zugos only going on the Derech is going to be a problem because you're very vulnerable. But staying in your house in a place where you're very much protected, it seems at this point in the Gemara, it's not a problem. Amar Reb Zera Vilishan Kilates Laderch Dami. Going to sleep is also like going on the derech. It's just as dangerous. A person, you know, his neshama goes up to Shemaim, he tastes a little bit of what Misa tastes like, so it's considered dangerous as well, going to sleep after having a Zugos. Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Papa Vilates Lebeis Akise Kilates Laderch Dami. Going to the bathhouse, to the bathroom, is also as dangerous as going out in the derech. And I assume that only existed in those times where the Beis HaKisa was very far into the Sadeh, very far from any Yishuv. But Bezman Hazeh, well, it doesn't apply anyways to Zugos, but had it applied, where the Beis HaKisa are much more in the house, I assume it wouldn't be an issue. Ubebeso lo? Is it really true that in the house it's not a concern of zugos? V'har Rava mani kshure, when Rava was drinking, he would count the beams on the ceiling. He would, just to keep track, he would look at a beam and drink it and know which one he's up to and count those to not miscount if he was eating drinking an odd or an even number. He used to count. Even though he was in his house, he would count the beams. So there was a concern of zugos in the house. And Abaye kishasa chadkasa, when he drank one cup, man kile ema trekase. His servant would hold two cups for him to drink because he had one. So the next thing, he has to keep having two by twos to always keep an odd number. This was in the house, so he was concerned within the house.
I believe it was his mother, maybe.
What?
Ime.
Oh, I'm sorry, his mother? Okay, thank you. Ime, not Ama. Okay, Ime. Thank you. So his mother would be waiting there to have two ready for him, so he always stays at an odd number.
Abaye?
Yeah, Abaye.
An orphan.
Look at the Rashbam, very good. Rashbam says, I see three Y lines down, it's not bold, but the first word in the line is Abaye. Three lines, Abaye, Ibrasa Imo, Mesa of it, exactly. Galdasa Imo, Mesa Imo. So just as you say, he's an orphan. The Had Amar Abaye, Amrli Aim, Hahi Mar Binase Have Bekdushin. So they must have, the woman who raised him is the one who I'm referring to, not his actual mother, but his stepmother.
I think we had in the previous Gemara about that she gave him some counsel, but I think so.
Oh, yeah? What's the Gemara in Kedushin here about that? Is there another place that comes up?
Maybe. I think I remember learning something.
Yeah, we have something already before about that.
Yeah.
Who took him under his arm?
I don't know
another big rabbi.
Yes, I don't know who it was, though, but yeah.
Amurai.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Rabbi. Okay, so
Rabbi's wife.
So Rabbi's wife, I guess, okay. Very good. So Rabbi's wife would hold, and his stepmother would hold two cups for him to always keep on that odd number. And then Gemara says further, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what did he do? Trekasi, when he would drink two, manki le shmaya chad kasa. And his servant would hold one cup, so he would drink another one to make sure to be at the odd numbers. Chad kasa, if he happened to drink one cup, then his shamish would mankit le tre kasa b'chayada. Then his servant would hold on to two cups to always keep him at an odd number. So all these things, we see that bebeso, there's a concern of zugos, because one that maram looked at the beams, the other one had his waiter and his mother, his stepmother holding the cups. So in the beso there is a concern. Explains the Gemara, adam chashuv shiny. Adam chashuv is different. So explain why adam chashuv shiny. Says the Rashbam, the masu shadim nafshayu lazuka. The shadim are going to mesias nefesh in order to injure these adam chashuv. You see the Rashbam, yeah? Rashbam, yeah. I gotta keep four lines down. The Rashbam, he says, the master shadim nafshayu lazuke. They would be moser nefesh, if you will, to try to damage the these chashuv individuals. So they have to be extra careful, even bebeso. Says the Gemara, two wide lines down, Amar Ula, Asara Kosos Ein Behem Mishim Zugos. 10 cups is not a problem with Zugos. And the Rashbam says, V'kolshke in Tvei, even if certainly more than 10 is not a problem with Zugos. 10, 12, 14, and so on. So, I can't get. Right. So, Ula, Latame, Ula, according to his reasoning, the Amar Ula, V'amri Levi Masnisa, it states in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Tana, Asara Kosos Tiknu Chachamim Bebeis Avel. In Beis Avel, there was a takana to have 10 cups of wine. V'isaka daita chasar kosa geishba mishum zugos, heicha kami rabbanim v'tiknim milsa da'asi de takana. So if 10 kosos was subject to the din zugos, how could the chacham come along and say, you know, in the Beis Avel, where things already are bad, we're going to mitake in 10 kosos, which would be make them more vulnerable to any danger? So certainly we see from here that 10 kosos are not subject to the din of zugos. Aval tamne yeshba mishu zugos, but 8 cups is a subject to zugos. Rav Chista, Rav Rabba bar Rav Huna, Damri Tavaya, both of them are of the opinion. Shalom l'tova mitzdarif l'ra, lo mitzdarif. So is Shalomin. It explains the Rashbam, 5 wide lines down the Rashbam. Shalom, teva shvis, the 7th word, he, dechsevisa Hashem panav v'lech v'yisim l'cha shalom, the 7th word, l'tova mitzdarif, it only goes to good. So if you have 8 cups, the 7th word, the 7th cup, which is now going to be represented by Shalom, combining it with an 8th cup will not combine to anything bad, only to something good. So Rashbam continues, Im shasa shishi, v'shasa hashvi, mitzdarif levatel hazugos. You drink a 6th one, and then you drink the 7th one, so then it's mevatel all the zugos. I assume the 8th one will not be able to add it on to the 7th. So once you have 7, So 8 won't be a problem. And then Ula says 10 is not a problem either. So 10 is knocked out, and anything more, 8 is knocked out also. So we're left with 2, 4, and 6 are the only problems at this stage. And then Aval, Gemara says, Aval Shisa Yesh B'Mishim Zugos. But 6 cups is a problem of Zugos. Comes along Rabba of Rav Yosef, Damri Chavayu. Both of them are of the opinion that Vichuneka Latova Mitzarif, Lera Lo Mitzarif. Vichuneka is a 6th, is a 5th word rather, of the second bracha of Birkas Kam, the 5th word. So that can only be Mitzarif to good, can't be Mitzarif to bad. So that knocks out 6. So Aval Arba Yesh B'Mishim Zugos. So now the only thing you're left with is 2 and 4. And Abai V'Rava Damri Tavai, both of them are of the opinion of Yishmarecha L'Tova. Yishmarecha is the first bracha of the third word, the Tova Mitzarif, L'Ra Lo Mitzarif. So that knocks out 2. We're basically not left, if you assume like all these different opinions, there are no Zugos anymore. Because this opinion
so
says,
no,
well, I guess other than 2, 2 is the only problem. 2 is the only one, because 4 is knocked out by Yishmarecha.
Even 2,
six.
Hashem, Hashem is the second one. How can Hashem be back?
So, Gemara says, "V'as the Rava l'tamei." Rava goes according to his general reasoning. The Rava af kinul the Rabbanan barbakosis af agav de isik. So, what does that mean? So, the Rashbam explains, "Rava af kinu barba pamim harbi." Many times, keshiu niftarim mimenu hayamashkin. Whenever he would leave, for let the Rabbanan go, he would drink. They give them to drink. There are certain times, apparently, the Gemara records, that they only drank 4 and left. So we see Rava was going according to his general reason that 4 is not subject to any zugos because it connects to the word vishmerecha. 3 plus 1 is not going to make 4 zugos.
So this is where the minhag of giving students alcohol comes from?
If you're looking for one, okay.
It seems like it's saying
here.
What's it
mean? Oh, it says, Not a Talmidim.
No, the teachers would give their Talmidim to get deeper things. No,
is that what they're saying? Sfar is here?
Yeah, that's what it's explaining.
Giving what?
Or is that what it's saying?
Anyway, I've got to figure out the grammar.
Okay.
I'm not reading what I want to hear. I'm just reading what I'm reading.
You're just reading it and telling us. You're recording back.
I'm not in chinuch. Otherwise, my students would be joined, I guess.
Okay. So, says the Gemara now. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I misread. So, Apagav de Izak Rava Bar Leo. How to pronounce that word exactly? Levi, maybe. Lo Chash Lo Mil. So, even though Rava Bar Levi got injured once, he wasn't so concerned with it. The only reason why he got injured was, as the Rashi explains, he would ask a lot of kashas during the drasha berabim, and he would embarrass Rava. So that's why he got injured. But everyone else who didn't get injured.
So what was the malach again? Who gave who drinks?
So it seemed that Rava was giving his Rabbanon, Tamid Chachamim, his students, he was giving them to drink before he left. Right. Right? I think that's what's going on. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Amar li Yosef Shida Ashmadai. That was his name. Malka de Sheda. So a particular shade by the name of Yosef, who was like the king of the Sheda, Mamona Hua Kula Zugo. He was responsible for all these, this whole concept of Zugos. Umalka lo ikri mazik Malka lo ikri mazik ikadamile. Can you read that line again a second? He wasn't called a king? A king is not called a mazik, exactly. So therefore, what do we see from here?
So he's a malach or a
melech?
Don't be concerned. He says, there's this concept of zugos, but, I'm called the king of the Shadim, and kings are not considered mazik. So don't be concerned with zugos, because since I'm a king, we don't damage. So don't be so concerned.
Why would it not just be referring to him? Because he's Dafka the king.
You're saying Dafka him as don't be concerned with this shade and not all the zugos that are below him?
Really, the Havamin is that every shade, there's something to be concerned about. So when we call him a king, so it makes sense to say why he particularly is not.
He's saying all his soldiers, if you will, maybe they... Maybe, it could be that's what it's saying, even. Maybe, I don't know. Again, beyond my understanding. And then the Gemara says, Ikadamri, there are those who say, Ikadamri la, lahagisa. Others say the opposite. Adrabba, Malka raschanahu, my debay avid, shemelech, porridge get. So a Malka is a raschanahu, they probably interpret it as like someone who's very angry, he's boiled up, roseach, he's very angry. And my debay avid, whatever he wants to do, he could do. Why? How do we see this? Shemelech, porridge get, lasus lo derech. Vein mochin bo. Biado is, I think it's a Mishnah that says this. Not a Mishnah, it's a, obviously a couple of Gemaras. But the king could just go through someone's field and say, I want to make a highway here for myself. And he could do it. He could do whatever he wants. So, since he's a melech, these zugos, they could do whatever they want. So, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, now, Amar Li, Rapapa also had a conversation with this Yosef Shida. He had this conversation with Yosef Shida, betray Katlinan Barba lo Katlinan. So with two cups, well, I guess they kill the person drinking the cups, but four they don't. And then Barba, if you only have four cups, although we can't kill you, Mazkinan, we're able to cause damage to you. Now betray, when you drink two and you're subject to death from these zugos, Bain Bishogi Bain Mazes, whether you drink them accidentally, whether you drank them on purpose, you are very vulnerable to katlinan. Barba, but however, you drink four cups when you're only vulnerable to damage, it only is effective bemazed if you drank bemazed in bishoi glo. But if you only accidentally had four and you lost count or something like that, you wouldn't be subject to any nezek.
So only just cover, only when you do four, then you'd be subject to damage, right?
Right. Yeah. To two, no, you're subject to being killed.
Four only in mazed.
Even if you were counting or not, you still.
Two is the worst because you get
two,
killed.
You get
even
killed for four. If you only leave the maze, you get injured.
Exactly.
So it's different to what it says before.
That four is right. Could be maybe strong. Either it's machlokas, or it could be when he said before four is not subject. He meant four is not subject to death.
But in to death or damage.
Oh, actually, before he said not damage either.
This
okay,
is
you're
good
right
for the wine business, I tell you.
Well, either means
actually,
don't drink any.
You drink two, drink three, you know. Whatever, above four
or
is
don't,
good.
Or don't get even to two, you know. So it's debating.
Brings new meaning to peer pressure.
Now, V'i ishtale v'ikre v'nafik. So what if he drank zugos and he goes out with zugos? How, Mike Takante, what could he do now? How does he fix it? He accidentally drank two and there's no more wine left. And he goes outside. Now he's lots of shladech. How is he able to protect himself? So says the Gemara. Exactly. Here it comes. Right. Linkot zakva didei. Take his right thumb, diamino, his right thumb, biyade de smola, and put it in his left hand. Vizakva de smola, biyade diamino, and his left thumb in the right hand. Go something like that, I guess. Hold it like that. And then v'neiman say as follows. Neiman hachi. Asun v'ana, you, the zugos, and I, hatlas, we're three. So you're two, plus me, I make it three. We're an odd number, so we're okay. Vishmile, damer, if you hear, he respond back to you, da asun v'ana arba. If he says, no, you and I are actually four, so that gets back to an even, I'm not
who's
sure.
Who's answering back?
This is the shade. You and Yosef Shida. So, neimale, you say back to him, asun v'ana hachamish, no, you and I are five. Vishmile, damer, asun v'ana hashisa, so neimale, asun v'ana hashiva. So Hava Uvda, there's apparently some mice that once happened like this. Ad Meya Vachada went up until the number is 101. They had a whole fight, got to 101. Upaka Shada, and the Shada just blew up. It burst, and that was it.
He's like, leave me alone, that's what you're saying. Get enough.
So, Amar Meymar, I have nothing to say
about that.
What was that?
It's Michael Gematria.
Uh-huh. Okay. We find 101 also. That's Gemaran, the number 101 is significant also for the Gemara in Chagiga. That ain't no doma one who chazes 100 times,
yeah.
101 times.
Right.
I wonder if it's a connection. But 101 come up. Any other significance of the number 101? I think it's a
in
prime number, right? But other than that, I don't know the significance of it. Okay. So says the Gemara, Amar Meymar. Meymar said, Amri li sini dinoshim kishvanios. So says the Rashbam, Gvirtan shal noshim kishvanios hashalat esaleim umlamdasan amri li davarzeh. So someone who was in charge of all these kishuf, all this magic that took place. So she once said to me, says Amemar, "Hai man de paga behu benashim kashvanios," someone who encounters these women who were very much involved in this kishuf, "Neimahachi," should say to them as follows, "Chare chamima bedikula." What?
Be careful saying that.
Saying it? No, it's supposed to protect me, if anyone here. So, Chare chamimi, again, bedikula bizaya. So this is a tzoachama, so bisalim kruim v'nekuvim. So warm tzoa that are in baskets that are ripped and have holes in them. And should be lipumechu, should be in your mouth. Nashe de charshiaya, which are the mouths of these women who are in kishuf. Karach karchayu, so... Right, so Rashbam explains, Yiratzon sheyimritu osan tzaro shelachem she'atem machshefim behen. That you should, what, pull out the hairs that you guys are being machshefa with or something? And parach parchaychu, and I guess like, you should be lifted up and flown away somewhere. Witches or something. So, ibdur tavlunaycha, you should be dispersed, your tzvalm, your spices, your... whatever your potion should be dispersed. Parcha zika lemoraika, chadasa dinaktisa, you let them, the wind come and spread them away. Nashim kishfaniot, kashfaniot, hadechani vechananaychi lo asisi ligo. So as long as Shemaim is being chasami, and I'm chasa myself, so you should be chas on coming to me or some sort.
What's the answer? What the answer?
You understand what I'm saying?
It says the same as the Rashbam version. It says, "Parachazika lemorika chada denaktiu veisa haruach oto kirekum chadash sheaten ochzot beyadchen lekeshev bo nashim kashfaniot adchanani kol zman shechasu alai min hashamayim v'ani chasiti al atzmi v'chananchi." וגם אתן חסיתם עליי מלהזיק לי, לא עתיתי לגו, לא באתי ביניכם. השתד עתיתי לגו, אך כעת שבאתי ביניכם, קרחנני וחננחי. יודע אני שנתקררו עליי רחמכם, וגם רחמי על עצמי נתקררו.
That means that it's a good or bad concept. What is it? Meaning,
no, you're trying to say don't have your kishuf have no effect on
right,
us.
Right, meaning that you know don't get involved with your stuff.
It's like a yiratzon.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So this whole yiratzon in Aramaic is to protect yourselves from these women full of kishuf. So now the Gemara, four lines down on Kuf Yudam Beis, says b'marava lo kapte azuga. In the West, they wouldn't be concerned with the azugos. Rav Dimi min Hardai kapid, he was concerned with the zugos. Afilu arushma the chavisa, even when selling wine, he would make sure to sell only by the odd numbers. Hava uvder, there's once a maisa upaka chavisa, and the chavisa exploded. So apparently that even the chavis was subject to zugos.
Na Hardaya is in Eretz Yisrael.
No, and Marava, the West is Eretz Yisrael. And they were in Bava, they said in the West.
Right, so that was end of one statement, and now talking about back in Bava.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think in Eretz Israel, they weren't...
and this was not an example of anything.
Well, right, exactly, you're right. Rav Dimi, who was from Narda in Bava, right, he was
careful.
Right, he was careful. Klal Demil, so this is the klal one should know. Kol de kapid kapti badei. Anybody who's makbid on zugos, so then the zugos are going to be an issue for him. They're going to play a role. Person who's not makbid, who doesn't concern himself with zugos, then zugos won't have any effect on him. So it really depends on your own mindset. They say similar things to Ayin Hara. You're makbid on Ayin Hara, so then Ayin Hara could affect you. And if you're not makbid on it, so it can't affect you. That's why some explain for the Rambam, that's why he leaves a lot of these things out. Just ignore the concept, and the concept will ignore you. But even though one shouldn't be makbid, you should still be wary of it, and be concerned of it, and be aware of such a thing. Now, ki aser of dimi amar shtei beitzim v'shtei egozim shtei kishuim v'davar acher halacha mosh meisina. So, a pair of eggs, and nuts, and cucumbers, and davar acher are all considered halacha moshe misinayim.
To do what?
So,
Rashman
says, "V'was davar achamin adain yesh pri echad shemak bidim bezugosa v'halacha moshe misinayim."
Which D3?
Sorry?
Which D3? Sh'teguzim, sh'tekishuim. Beitzim, sh'tebitzim, sh'teguzim, sh'tekishuim. These are the pears, but it's not perot.
No, and there's one pre, we didn't tell us which one, but there's some pre that is also subject to gezugos if you have them in pairs. Umistafka laharabaner, but we're doubtful, they weren't sure exactly my new dabacher, what was dabacher, which particular fruit was it? The gazirabanan bikulo zugo mushum dabacher, and since they weren't concerned, there goes there an all fruit, having zugos of all fruit because of this concern. We find many times that the halach is that when it comes to sakana, we're very makbid on sakana, more so than isura, the Gemara tells us. So since it's a sakana, zugos were sakana, even though it was only one fruit of the thousands of fruit out there, there goes in all thousands of fruit, if you will, because of the one that had a sakana to it. Not to have zugos to any of them. Now, v'hoda amran asara, that which we said, amin aleph, asara, tamna, shisa, arba, 10, 8, 6, 4, that ain behem mishim zuge, they're not subject to zugos. Lo amrin elo le'inin mazikin. It was only said in terms of mazikin, they're not subject to them. Aval inin kshefim afilu tuva namik hashinim. In terms of kishuf, which kishuf, the general understanding of difference between kishuf and mazikin are things that are created. These that already Akash Baruch Hu, if you will, according to the Ramban at least, gave them certain kochos. And kishuf is created by Adam. I think that's the general distinction between the two. So by kishuf, if a woman, a witch, created such a kishuv, it can be subject to zugos, will still be a problem when created aide adam. Now, kihada hahu gavra, like the case of a particular man, degarshu lebeisayo, he divorced his wife, ozil in sabe lechano, so she got remarried to a person by this name of chanoa, koyoma hava ozil v'shase chamra, every single day he would go and drink wine, hava ka'avdi like shefim, and he made, I guess he's the one who did, he made some kishuv, I'm not sure who made kishuf for who. Does it say who did it? Maybe the ex-husband was making kishuf for the new husband?
So popular today.
The article says the wife was making kishuf on the first husband.
Uh-huh. So the wife is making kishuf on the
ex-husband. That's so common today.
Okay. So, and v'lo mahani, it didn't affect him because he was very careful. Mizdar nafshe, he was very careful with zugo in terms of not having anything that were even numbers. So we see here's a case of kishuf, and applied to things even more than two. Yom Echad, there's one day, Ashtei Tuv, he really drank a lot. Lohav Yod, he forgot how much he drank. Ad Shisar, he drank 16 cups of wine, and he didn't know. Havatzail Vizdar Ben Ashtei, he up until 16, he was very careful in counting. Mikan Va'elech, Lohavatzail Velo Izdar Ben Ashtei, and he lost count and wasn't able to keep track whether he was up to an even number or an odd number. Afiksa bezugo, he ended up leaving his house having zugos, not realizing, but he ended up had some even number. He left his house. Kia hava azu on the way, gasbe hahutaya. So a particular Arab saw him and was very excited because he saw that he was very much in danger. He'd able to see something vulnerable about this individual. Samrale gavra ktelahu, this is a person that has a death written on his head. Because the azil hacha. So he came here, and Azul Chavke Lidikla, he ended up grabbing on to a date tree, because he was very sick and he was very concerned. He needed to hold on to something. He was falling down. Tzavach Diklo Pakahu. And the Dikla ended up exploding. It was so dry from all the Kachak. Shefas, Rashbam explained, and it just exploded.
What exploded?
The tree. So Amar Rav Avira, Ka'aros u Kikaros aim by Mishum Zugos. Plates and a piece of bread are not subject, if you have, not actual plates, but if you eat two plates of tafshil or two loaves of bread, apparently those are not subject to zugos. Klal the mil, so this is the klal. Kol she gamru b'di adam, ain behem mishum zugos, anything that was complete by man, man-made, is not subject to zugos, so therefore bread and tafshil is not. Gamru b'di shemayim, so something that's b'di shemayim, like fruit and vegetables, the milimine demechal chashinam. So sign that Eden is going to be subject to zugos. Now, Chanus ain't ben mishum zugos. The Gemara says a store is not subject to zugos. Rash Rama says if you drink in two different stores, that's not considered zugos. They're two independent drinks.
What about the shoe store?
Shoe store?
You're not consuming shoes.
Now Nimlach ain't behem mishum zugos. Nimlach means you're indecisive. I mean, you decide you drink one cup, you think I'm gonna have just one cup, and then you say, no, I'm actually still thirsty. I want a little more alcohol. You drink another cup. That's considered nimlach. That's not subject to zugos.
Rabbi, just I'm curious. The reason why it's not subject is because it's like hesach hadas. What's the
which one? Exactly. You have to come as a pair. Once it's some.
So both of them are the same thing, just different.
Yeah, exactly. Two different examples. One, you actually walk out of a place. One of them is a mindset. A reach ain't ben mishum zugos. Someone who's a guest is also not subject to, because he's like nimlach. Rashbam explains he doesn't sure how much he's going to drink. He doesn't know what the host is going to serve him. So he drinks one. He thinks, I'm just going to have one, and he brings him a second one. So they're all viewed as individual cups. Isha ain't ben mishum zugos. A woman also, because she's not, she's also like a reach. She's not kovei herself to sit down and drink. So she drinks one cup and she thinks that's all. She decides to have another drink. So that's isha is also not subject to zugos. V'isha chashuva, however, she's a very important woman, then chashinim, because then a important woman is, she will be kovea on drinking and can be subject to zugos. Amar Rav Chinina Breid Yerb Yeshua says as follows, Ispargus mitstarif l'tovav, ein mitstarif l'rav. Asparagus, I think probably how they define it, is not subject, it only can be mitstarif to good things, can't be mitstarif to bad things.
What is asparagus?
It's a type of vegetable. It's similar to like a string bean almost. It looks like a string bean, but it has like
it's
a little...
It's the asparagus. That's how you say it in English too. Asparagus?
Yeah,
asparagus.
With an A.
Yeah.
With an A.
Asparagus.
Yeah. Well, it's not that. Maybe
it says here in the bottom, Rebbe, that it's a Persian word for cabbage, and he would blend wine and cabbage together.
Hukruv beparsit.
Ah, okay. So it's a type of cabbage.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so you made from cabbage and wine. I see that in Rashi, Rashbam.
That
would sound good. They would drink this thing every single morning, apparently some type of refuah before eating. So since it's a refuah, it only has good qualities, can't be subject to anything bad. Amar Ravina, Mishmei Derava, Ravina said in the name of Rava, Zuge Lechumra, Vramile Zuge Lekula. Zugos are Lechumra. What does that mean? So Rashbam explained the first wide line down, Im eni yodea im shasa zugos im lav. That's that you forgot. You lost count. You're not sure. Vim shasa zugos ho v'daitan litzarfam mitzarfam l'tova. Vim lo shasa zugos nimlach v'enu mitzarf l'rav. So what does that mean? If you drink zugos, since your daitan was only to be mitzarif to good, and if you don't drink zugos, you're considered nimlach, it's not... So what's he saying there?
So basically round up and have another drink.
Have another two drink and have that. I'm doing this only with Tova.
Keep the pair.
But you're not sure if you had a pair or not in the first place.
So drink more so you have another pair. So, meaning you have to round up, otherwise you're going to be the same problem.
No, but if another pair, you're still going to be on the even number.
להפך, זוגה לכולה, המסופק אם שתה זוגות או לא, יקל ולא ישתה כוס נוסף.
I'm just not sure why drinking two more is going to help you, though.
What? One more, not two more.
Oh, I thought you said two more.
No, drink. Round up one more.
Okay, so you drink one more.
That's the only question.
So the chumra, you assume that you probably drank zugos, and then drink one.
Meaning, according to one, you don't have to, if you don't remember, you don't have to worry. According to the other one, if you don't remember, you have
drink
to
drink another one.
Yeah, this if you want to, if according to this
opinion,
you have to drink up and round up and have another one.
Oh, so that's what Rashbam's saying.
Let's say you drink
zugos. If I drink one more now, so I now have an odd number. But let's say I had an odd number, and now I'm drinking one which will make it even.
L'chumra.
Since I'm drinking it Latova, it can't be mitzarif l'ra, because I'm drinking it Latova.
Right, which that's is L'chumra.
Okay. L'chumra is making me drink another cup.
Yeah, L'kula meaning, not a big deal. Stay what you had, you don't need to have any more.
Right.
No concern.
Fine. So the Gemara says, now, Amar of Yosef, Trey... The chamra, the chad, the shichra. Two cups of wine, one cup of beer, lo mitzarif, that's not mitzarif, which means that you would probably still, that would be zugos, I'd imagine. You can't mitzarif the beer to the two, you'd have to have another cup of wine. Trey, the shichra, two cups of beer, the chad, the chamra, one cup of wine, mitzarif, that will be mitzarif for some reason, the difference. So, the symbol, the mnemonic to remember, is zaklal, this is the rule. Kol ha-mechubar lo minachamar mimenu tamei, minachal mimenu tahor. So this is a klal elsewhere, but anything that's more chamar than it can be, will become tamei, anything kal from it will be tahor. So what's the connection here?
Well, beer, we said, is, what's it called, is less significant. So if you had two cups of beer, which is less significant, and wine, you could be mitzaref. Versus the other way around, cannot be
mitzaref. So I'm saying, how are we borrowing this phrase here? So we're saying, since wine is more chashuv than beer, so then you can be mitzaref on top of that.
But vice versa, it can't. Meaning, when you're going up in importance, it does mitzaref. But if it's less important, it's like it wouldn't be mitzaref.
That's why wine can be mitzaref to beer.
Depends on the basis. If the base is, either way, the base is two. But if the base is beer, then yeah, you could have the wine with it. But if the base can't mitzaref that.
If the base is wine, you cannot be mitzaref with beer.
Yeah, okay. You can kill the wine.
Fine. Then Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Trei Kama Tacha V'Chad Atacha. Mitzarfa. So you have two what? Do I have tables here?
Pregame.
Mekame. Kamatacha. So you have two cups before that you eat on the shulchan, right. And you have one actually on the shulchan. That's mitzarfa. That connects each other. Chad mekame tacha. One before the meal. Betray atacha. And two on the shulchan. Lo mitzarfa. And that's not mitzarif. Maskevla Rav Misharsha. Atu anun litkune taka kabinan. The tikkuna gavra binan. V'gavra comes from miskan. So we're trying to fix the table here, we're trying to fix the person. And the person is fixed because he had an odd number. Who cares whether they had two before, one before? Either way, he himself, as the gavra, had a total of three. So, El Amar Misharsha, the Chuli Alma Trey Atacha, and the Chal Abbas Atacha Lom Mitztarfa. Everyone agrees, two that you have at the Suda on the Shulchan, and one that you have afterwards, everyone's in agreement that's not Mitztarf. Ki hahi Maisa de Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Just like that, Maisa Rabba Bar Nachmani. Which Maisa was that?
Mistama, that's what happened to him, I guess.
They're talking about Gemara Babetzia here. Apparently, the shliach of the king ran after him. He drank zugos and he got damaged. And Rabba said to him, go back to the shulchan and go drink more to be mevata the zugos. And it wasn't enough that he drank a cup of wine outside the shulchan. You had to definitely eat a drink at the shulchan. Because you can only be mitzarif the drinks that are present at the shulchan. Something that you're not in the shulchan is not subject to it. Okay, so an interesting daf. I know we thought it may have been a normal daf because of the size, but not exactly the typical daf we encounter.
Should we do like three more lines, Rabbi?
I think because the next lines go into a new topic carrying into next daf. I think we should stop here.
I'll do more.
You want to do more, you said?
Hungry.